WSAH 692. WSAH 692 again. WSAH 692. WSAH 692. Am I breaking it?
Yeah, I got you. WMRK 367.
367. Good evening. I'm here with a brand new to me radio oddity GM30+. How do I go?
I got you at a S5 over here at 8 Mile in Middlebelt.
I hope you're having a wonderful night. Thank you very much for my first contact.
Oh, all right, brother. Thank you for me breaking your virginity.
Can I ask, are you connected to the Detroit repeater or the Mount Clemens repeater?
The Detroit repeater. I'm offset plus 5.000. CTCSS is 141.3, and I'm on the Detroit repeater.
Very cool. I have a friend over in that area, and I wanted to get him on here.
Oh, you'll be able to reach him, no problem. You got it. There's a guy named Jack on here. He's at 23 Mile in, between John R. and DeQuinder, and he got the base station. He's WRUG 488, and he reaches out to everybody. You'll definitely be able to reach over to your buddy.
Oh, I know Jack. I know Sean.
Oh, all right. Perfect, man. you have a stock antenna or did you upgrade?
This is a little stock antenna that came with it. I didn't figure, it also came with a little bit larger one, but I figured there's really nothing to gain there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a Sequoia. It's a 3-band. Also, I have like a Nagoya 771, which is pretty popular. A lot of people use it out here. But yeah, you sound good.
Thank you. Now, if I can ask a dumb question, I've got a little bow thing that I was using before, and when I talk to you, I'm not hearing myself back through this radio, this other radio.
Oh, that's a very, okay, a lot of people do that. If you're too close to your other radio, you're not going to hear yourself. A lot of people think, oh, my radio is messed up and I can't hear. It's because you're too close. That's why. That's very common. I got 6 different radios. I can turn them all on the same station, and I won't. I might come through maybe one of them. But, yeah, you're just too close. That's all. If you took that radio and put it maybe way in your backyard, you'd probably hear it. But you get what I'm saying? You're just too close.
The more I learn, the less I know.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. But yeah, I had that same problem too. I didn't know. I was looking, Googling stuff, and I was like, man, it boggled my mind. I go, what's wrong? Do I got this set right? Is the offset right? Is, you know, this right, that right? You know, and I didn't understand it, and then I started learning, and I'm like, oh, when you're too close, you're not going to pick it up. It's not like a CB radio or like a ham radio. When you're too close to your other radio, you're not going to pick it up.
All right, noted, because I started Googling, and one of the things Google recommended was, try to get help from a more experienced radio operator. Brother, I am experienced. What is going on?
Well, now you got the answer. Yeah, if you're a couple 6 feet away, 4 feet away, 20 feet away, yeah, your other radio might not pick it up. It's just because you're too close. That's normal. I don't know why it's like that, but that's just how it is.
Well, that works for me. Are you mobile?
I'm on a handheld. Right now I'm using my my Quansheng UVK K5, K6, or whatever it is. I also have a TID radio H3, which I really like. I also have a Biofang, and I also have a Radio Oddity and a Wookton. So I got like 5-6 radios.
Yeah, I seem to be collecting these cheap radios, but you can't tell me nothing bad about them, man. It's working great. I don't care if the kid throws them down the stairs.
Oh, yeah, they're cheap, man. They're, you know, you can get $30, you know, $30-$40. You get, you know, you get all kinds of shit, and, you know, comes with them. You get an earpiece, you get extra antenna, you get, you know, the, programming cable with the, I mean, it all depends on where you get them from. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of websites. I have ordered a couple radios off of AliExpress. I try to stay away from them, but, you know, I haven't spent more than $40 on my handheld. You know, Amazon, whatever. Sometimes, you know, you find a good deal, $45. You get 2 radios, extra battery, or a battery upgrade. The docking charger. I mean, it just all depends. It's, you know, it's crazy. You know, you go to one website, and, you know, you get a few things. You go to another website, and you get, you know, 5 times more than, you know, what you could have got with the other one.
Oh yeah, totally, man. These little radios are great.
Hi, man. I'm about to charge this radio up. It was good talking to you. This is WMRK 367.
WMRK 367, this is WSAA 692. Clear. WSDH-380, monitoring. WASH-692, good evening. Good evening there, how's the evening treating you? I'm getting paid for it, how's that? It doesn't get much better. I'm at in the northeast, northwest corner of Hazel Park, around 696 and I-75. I just came through there on the way to work. I'll tell you, they cannot drive. Yeah, I do not envy you being out on the road tonight. I live not far from you at all. It's about a 7-minute drive to work. That's as good as it can get. Copy that. I was never blessed with being that close to work. I usually had a small commute. That's a real, what do the kids call it, life hack. It's time you get back, you know? Copy that. What was your call again? Whiskey Sierra Apple Hotel, 692. What was your call again? WSAH-692. My name's Benjamin.
WSAH-692?
That's correct. WSAH-692.
Copy that, Benjamin. This is WSDH-380, like I said, northwest corner of Hazel Park. You have a good evening at work and be safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great night, brother.
Audio.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Good morning, and monitoring the frequency.
WRVV 690 mobile.
WSEU 445 monitoring mobile.
WSAH 692, good morning.
Good morning, WRZP 544, Bob and Sheboygan.
Was broken and unreadable, unfortunately.
Good morning, 544. I'm on my way to 75, getting at 14 miles.
Good morning to you, sir. Will you be careful down there? I understand the roads are slick and travel safe, roger.
Roger that, roger.
WSEP 544, WSEU 445, copy.
445.
Hey, remind me when I get there. I got a question for you about my snowmobile, so I don't forget.
I can do that, but I'll probably forget too.
Sounds like we're both having the same problem. Age. I gotta drop off my daughter off, and then I'll be swinging by. I'm only gonna be there for a few minutes, because I gotta come home. I have got a lot of paperwork to do, including payroll. So, but I have to come back down before noon because she's got her little field trip today. So, I'll be back before noon to get you guys paid.
Not a problem. I got a couple things to work on, so I'll be busy most of the day.
All right, Brian, I'll see you in about a half hour.
Sounds good. WSEU 445, clear on your final.
FEP 544, clear and monitoring.
WRPV 448, monitoring.
WRWS 538, monitoring. WSDM 993 monitoring.
WRWV 662, hear you loud and clear.
WSFP 308 mobile, you know, I really want to ride my snowmobiles, but this is just not enough snow, and it looks like it's going to be gone by Monday, and man, I really miss the good old days of Michigan, having snow in the Flint area, and lots of it in the middle of November, but here we are, end of December, and we're still not getting enough to ride. And that's a little disappointing. I'm sure some of you can feel my pain, because I don't want to have to drive all the way up north just to ride my dang sled. Anyways, that's my rant for the morning. WSFT 308, standing by.
WSFX 401, I agree with your rant. Born in the 70s, and I grew up in snow. I haven't had snow here in lower Michigan, if I can remember.
Yeah, you know, I guess I was spoiled, but maybe that's my problem, is growing up, I was so used to just being able to wake up and hop on a snowmobile just about any old day of the week throughout the winter. And it's sadly not the same anymore. Over. But on a happier note, I'm headed to go pick up big load of venison from the butcher, so that makes me feel good. Over.
And on another note, we don't have to shovel every day like we did when we were younger. As we get older, that is a plus.
True, that's why I acted.
Actually, I can't even remember the last time I even went shopping for a snow shovel. I just don't even care anymore. It doesn't snow enough.
Yeah, between that and having a four-wheel drive truck, I just don't need it. You know, the little 2 inches we got on the ground right now, I think half of Michigan forgot how to drive in this stuff. It's ridiculous. Well, anyways, maybe I get a chance to go up north before it's all set down. We'll see. WSFT 308, clear.
Yep, WSFX 401. I'm going to go back to studying which radio I'm buying that, then I'm back on the site.
WSCM 993 radio cam.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the radio.
WSEX 870 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSEQ 575 test. WSEM 94 monitor.
Station calling out. There was a very scratchy message. Really couldn't make anything out. WRAS 504. WRAS 504 monitoring the frequency.
There we are.
VV 690 Mobile, listening.
Static in your modulation here. Go back and try it again. The name here is Ron. Okay, I'm having a hard time copying you. I'm on six. Let's see here. I'm heading now east. On Jeffries Freeway. Evidently, you're a little distance away from the repeater there. I am in Detroit now. So it's going to be, it's very hard to copy you down here on the freeway. WRVV 690, be clear. And we'll try it again some other day. Roger that, 790. You take care. Hope to do this again.
Kilo Foxtrot.
sorry, WSEL 664, that's WSEL 664 mobile monitoring.
No KF, eh?
WRZP 544, WIUG 488.
WSC 795, I hear you. Standing by.
WIRZX.
Standing by.
Afternoon, Randall. WRZP 544.
Man, well, good afternoon there, Bob. Glad to hear you. I've been off here for a couple of days. Just rolled in. Go ahead.
Welcome back from wherever you've been. All systems go here, brother. Nothing new and exciting to report, Roger.
Copy that. I got just a little bit of snow flurries. Too warm to mount anything. Stick to the grass a little bit, about it. But, I don't know. Strange winter so far down here. Go ahead.
Same here, my friend. I've dodged the last two storms that came through. Typically, I'm in the snow belt. I've dodged two bullets there less than 6 miles from me. Man, they got slammed with 4 foot, and I maybe had 8 inches in my yard. So, and then the same with the second storm. So, yeah. And then last night, we maybe got an inch of soft flakes here, and Wind chill of about 11 today, and we had sunshine for part of the day, so like I said, all systems go, brother.
I copy that. That little Alberta Clipper was supposed to 1-3, but I guess I just wasn't in part of that, I guess. Maybe there's a little more coming or something. I'll have to see. Anyways, we're trying to get a fire brewed up here a little bit, and thank God I left the wood covered. All right, Bob, I'll talk at you. WRZX 218, we're going to be listening after your final.
Randall, keep doing what you're doing, that radio sounding choice, brother. Be safe. And do what you do and do it best. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
WSDI 783 to station 392. Station 392, copy. WSDI 783, clear.
Station 421, station out there, 421. WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear.
WSFX 401, mobile to home.
WSEL 664, mobile monitoring, Wyandotte.
Station 488. Station 488, you got a copy? It's WRZX 218. You out there, Jack? I heard you.
WIUG 488. Where you been? What, you slacking out for a couple of days? Roger.
Copy that. I was just talking to Bob. I was out of town a couple of days. We're back now. I didn't have no radio, so I was in my car. I took it out. I took that DB20G out, and cause I don't drive it there. I don't drive it in the winter, but one last time, and then I parked it, filled it up with gas. What you been up to? Go ahead.
Oh, I've been going around for a little bit, go shopping, go here. Busy, very busy, and I'm not done yet. I might go out there today too, maybe come back to about 10 o'clock at night. I don't know yet, you know, depends what what the family wants. They gotta go with them shopping. Roger.
Yeah, copy. Where's all that snow we were supposed to get?
I don't know. That is a good question. Yesterday morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, we didn't even see how many inches coming down. But I don't know. And here it's about 2 inches snow came down.
Roger that. I got I got nothing over here. A little dusting on the cars and the grass, and that's all melted now. So it's just wet. But it's too warm. It's too warm right now. So it is what it is.
Not here. There's a couple of inches of snow on the ground here. I went outside a little bit, shovel in the front of the door, sweep up a little bit here and there, that way you can go, get going. Roger?
Roger that. Well, we got, it's only Christmas time. We got all the rest of winter to deal with the snow, so. Okay, hey, I'm back. I just thought I'd chime in and talk to Bob a minute ago, and you, all right, we're going to get out of here and get a little something going to eat, I think, 4 o'clock. All right, Jack, let you get your errands done, too. Talk at you later, my friend. WRZX 218, we're clear, standing by after your final.
All right, good to hear you back, Randall. And you take care, and I don't know, it might not get a snow anymore, but that's what they say. But it will drop tonight. Tomorrow, nothing but 20-degree weather. That's all day. See you later. And I think I'm going to go tomorrow morning and go to the breakfast. I just was shouting out for 421. He's not out there, so talk to you later. Hey, by the way, you're sounding good. I don't know what radio you're using. Roger.
Roger. That's 1000X. What I always use. Hey, they got them on sale. They got them on sale for $349 right now. Buy two-way radios. They keep sending me an ad and email, but all right, we'll talk at you later. You have a good one. WRZX 218, we're standing by.
Hi, Randall, take care. I'm probably going to end up programming this radio today or tomorrow, I don't know yet, and see what happens. Talk to you later. WIUG, Bernie, clear.
Station 488,
this is WIA
478.
Well, how are you, sir?
I am good, Jack. Sorry to get back to you, last night. I took that phone call and didn't get off of it till I got home. So I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing fine. You're sounding good. I know you're driving because a couple of crank rings. That's about it. No big deal. I know that. When you drive, that's what happened. Roger?
Yep, called that one right. I'm heading back towards home from work, heading closer to the repeater. You're coming in loud and clear as always.
I just was, in the last hour I was studying a little bit to see if I can get going, maybe by Sunday, make a phone call, see if these guys can, do the test with me. So I don't know yet, but probably today I will call them back again and see what happens. Roger?
That's good news. I'm rooting for you. All that studying will pay off. Take those practice exams. I'm confident you can do it.
Yeah, you know, when you go take a test and you fail, you don't feel like doing it, so you stay away for 2 days or 1 day, but that's wrong. You should get going, then all those questions will be on your you know, I knew you'll know it all, and I know that, Roger.
Well, you know what they say, if you fall off the horse, get back up on it and keep going. I'll tell you what helps though, is taking those practice tests and doing the study guides, and it becomes repetitive.
Yeah, Howard, I know that practice test is the best, really the best, because what this do is give you you take a test all 35, and it says, okay, now you took a test, you failed with so many of this, but here's what you need to study, and they'll give it to you one after another one. Those are questions and answers. They'll tell you where you fell from, and that's the first time I seen that in this site.
I'm not sure what program you're using, but I use that hamstudy.org, and they had a phone app. And if I'd sit down on the couch for a few minutes, I'd pull it out and do it. Before I went to bed, you know, laying there, I'd run through a test. At work, on break, don't tell anybody, I do it in a meeting. but again, it's just as much as you can. You know, I have been out of school for over 40-some years, so I needed all the help I could get.
The ham study. That's the one I'm using. So I really like it because now it's saying, go ahead and take a test. And when you take it, like I said, when you take a test, you fail, and they tell you where your mistakes are, and they give it to you right away, those mistakes. But you gotta keep going on it till you get it all together. Roger.
Yep, that's a good one. I'd get to the point, you know, I was getting into like mid-90s on the test, and then all of a sudden something would happen and they'd throw in a different question or two or pick up a different area, and I'd drop down to like 70-something and it'd freak out, you know, not knowing what the heck I did wrong. But just keep going at it.
Yeah, but you know what, now it's a little bit tough time because you got to go shopping, Christmas shopping, you got to go grocery shopping, you got to do all that work. So it's going to be a little bit difficult, but that's okay. Every time I turn around, I'll get on the app. That's what I'll do. Roger?
Yes, sir. Speaking of shopping, I got my new antenna. I bought a Comet GP3. The house dual band, and I got to modify my existing bracket up there. I've got the antenna. It's just too darn cold to get up on the roof and do anything. So I'm using a magnet mount, a Diamond MR77, stuck on top of a refrigerator next to the window. It's working out pretty good, but I definitely want to get the other one up there.
WIUG48. Yeah, you're right, Howard, but you know what? It doesn't pay to go outside and do all that snow out there in the cold weather. I don't think I'll do it anyhow. I'll wait till the summer to come down. Roger.
WRHW478. Yep, I agree. Besides, my wife would kill me if she found out I was going up on the roof, but there's snow up there. Not that we have much. I got about as much as Randall does, I'm sure. Just the light dusting and the roads are wet and that's about it. So, you have any plans for the weekend?
No, not yet. I don't have anything planned right now. The way it's going, we got to go to 3-4 places shopping. Plus, we got to go to Dearborn shopping over there. I don't know what's over there. The family says you got to go there. We have to go there, so I guess we got to go there. So we'll take it that way. Roger.
That is correct. I'm at the mercy of my wife and her to-do list, so, and I'm sure she's got one, which is good. It's stuff for us instead of work, so I don't mind. But I see my destination ahead, so I'm going to wish you a 73. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, and you be safe. WRHW 478, clear on your final.
Howard, I think Randall is by you. He's not too far from Randall out there, the 218 station. Yeah, he's close by you there. But both of you sound good. You're sounding good too, anyhow. You take care, and if I don't hear from you, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk later. WIUG, 88.
WSB 2975.
Station out there calling. WIUG 48, go ahead.
This is WSB 2975. It's on standby.
WSB 2975, is that the station call sign?
WSB 2975.
A question for you.
About 8-9 months ago, I've been on the case before. Usually I don't pop in to say anything. Just sent home today, thought I'd say hi.
Do me a favor, repeat that call sign down, I can't put it down. My name is Jack, by the way, and I'm on Rochester Hills, and you're sounding okay, and you sound like you are on a walkie-talkie, correct?
Correct. On handheld. I'm in Vassar, Tuscola County. Pinging off the Mayville Tower. My name's Dan, or referred to as another Dan. It's WSB 2975. Yeah, you can put me down.
That will be WSB 295 what?
WSB Q, as in quality, 975.
All right, I got you. Well, you're in Tuscola County. Welcome to GMRS. I know you've been too long, but you're sounding good, and I'm over here at Rochester Hill. My name is Jack, by the way. Roger.
Roger, Jack. Yep, I hear you in quite a bit. I'm in Tuscola County, about 10 miles east of Frankenmuth, and I use the Mayville Tower for my local.
Oh, I see. But you're sounding good. Are you on a handheld, by the way?
Yes, yep. On a handheld. Don't have an external antenna yet for the house. And I'm almost 10 miles from the repeater.
Try that Mabel repeater. It's a good repeater. So you're on a 550 repeater, correct?
That is correct.
Well, Don, keep in touch. We'll talk to you with no problem at all. And you take care. And anything you need, as far as antennas or radios, something like that, and let me know. I'll help as much as I can and what I know. Roger.
Thank you, Jack. And we will talk to you later. This is WSPQ 975 on standby.
Okay, Don, you take care. Well, there's another Captain Don out there, but now you're this, there's another, some, there's Don, there should be another Don out there, but then he's no longer there, so you'll be nothing but Don anyhow. You take care, and you have a Merry Christmas, and you, and have a good day. WIUG 488.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
WRPV-448 on station and monitoring.
WRZP 544 at current 488. Are you by the breaking system?
WRPV 448. Hello, 544. How are you doing today, Bob?
If it is any better, it'd be illegal. All systems still here. How about yourself?
Having a wonderful day, looking out the window at all the pretty snow falling around all the pretty trees by my house. So I'm having a great day.
Roger that. Like I said, beautiful day here. We had some sunshine. Light snow last night, maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe an inch and a half here. Temperatures... in the, let's see, it's 11 degrees out there with the wind chill, so we're hanging around 27 here today. So, yeah, all systems go, brother.
Sounds about like what it's doing here. Again, you know, the snow is all beautiful and everything when you don't got to go anywhere, so I'm loving it.
Roger that. I can relate. Well, I don't go anywhere unless I have to this time of year, unless it's a necessity. However, I do get out. I'm not homebound by any means. But, it seems like every time winter comes around, folks forget how to drive, Roger.
Copy that. So, the other night, you and I and Dave were talking, and I want to apologize because I, still kind of getting used to this radio. I didn't offer you any time to speak with Dave, and I was kind of like hogging the conversation. I wanted to apologize, Bob.
No apology needed, sir. None whatsoever. Absolutely. No, I don't mind copying the mail. And if I feel my two cents is adequate to throw into the conversation, I'll key up. I'm not shy by any means, Roger.
Yeah, happy that. I guess I spent too many years talking on telephones, you know, and I'll work on it.
Harm no foul, my friend. No harm, no foul.
All right, we'll let the channel roll. I heard you check in earlier there, and I was busy elsewhere in the house, so I wanted to give you a shout. Again, take care of your health, and we get updated later this evening. Let's hear how that antenna work went. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Truly are one of the people that make speaking on the radio a very, very enjoyable time. Very thankful. WRZP 544, Kurt, Groveland Township. I will be clear and monitoring. Good one.
WRTX 957, standing by.
WSCY 842,
how's it going down there? Down here in Shelby Township. The other guy out there, some other guy out there, real scrambled.
Yeah, the streets are just a little wet here, but I'm just about home, so I'm in for the night. Drive safe out there, man. We'll be out here later on. WRTX 957 clear.
Alrighty, yeah, I'm into my own out here. I got a low priority load of garbage on the back. So I guess I can wait till the Monday to deal with that. I'll be outside here. This is WSUI 42.
RZP544 for identification purposes. Both storms I missed, snow belt missed me this year twice already. I'm sitting on these 2 inches of fresh powder. Sunshine today, and she's starting to flood again. Temperature's hanging around 11 degrees. You get back to the fella, and you folks travel. As always, and give a holler. WRTX 544. And back over to you, sir.
Take care, Bob. It's getting icy down here, so I didn't catch the other gentleman's name, but if he's coming down this far, I don't know if he's coming all the way down to Dennis County. But some of the roads are good, some of the roads are questionable. I'm leaving a lot of extra space so I don't become part of a news report.
All the roads are good here in Gaylord, Vanderbilt, Texas too. Now the UP where I came from, they were terrible up there.
I've yet to do the UP in the winter. I did it in the fall. I was up there in Curtis and I was fishing for walleye. But it wasn't bad.
Well, it was storming when I left around 2 o'clock. Pretty much a whiteout.
We had heavy snow in Owosso, but nothing accumulated. Pardon me, I was here in Flint Township. It was just in that icy blowover stuff.
Well, you guys can keep the snow down here. We've had enough up there already.
Well, I'll say I have more than my fair share here. I don't want any more. A light color, a light dusting on Christmas would be just fine, and then go back to 60s and 70s.
I think we're going to be in negative 10 to 15 tomorrow morning.
Oh boy, yeah, watch them bridges. I just went ice skating. Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Wow, the Mackinac Bridge coming down was a little slick. I don't like crossing that. There's no way I can cross it on a motorcycle.
The Blue Water Bridge is fun too. That one I liked when you're in something big and you're high. And that one's fun to go on over at night though. It's pretty.
Doing trucking, what kind of trucking do you do?
I bore myself out. I do small load stuff. Anything in the summertime from I'll catch people some, you know, landscaping supplies to gravel deliveries to one-off construction calls, Home Depot drops, you know. This is a 7.5 yard, that's on a 5 ton, dually Dodge product, and then I got a bigger truck that's probably a 10 yard, I think. Pretty sure I don't drive that one very often. That's a dually tandem, so I wore myself out.
look for a lumber yard up there, and you see we have five stores, so I drive up to them, all in lumber.
WRPB 448, this is Kurt from Groveland Township. Just wanted to say hello, Travis. Hope you are well. Must be gone. WRPB 448, clear.
WSGG 772, this is WRVS 713, do you copy? WRVS 713 out.
Copy. Standing by.
WSBM 993, monitoring.
Copy. This is WSBM 907. How's my audio?
WSBM 993, audio's pretty good, sounding pretty good on my end.
You sound pretty clear, C993. Thank you for acknowledging. Over.
Roger that. Where bus you at? I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan. I'm the Saginaw repeater. What's your location?
I am in Bloomfield, Michigan.
You said whereabouts, Michigan? I didn't copy that.
Bloomfield Hills. Where are you at?
I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan. I'm the Saginaw repeater. I still didn't catch that. It was a little scratchy. Roger, you said the Detroit area? Still making the repeater, still kind of broken up and scratchy now at this moment, kind of hard to read you, what you're saying. SBM 993.
Is it any better now?
I hear that a little bit better, yep. Royal Oak, Michigan. USBM 993, went back to being all staticky and choppy again, hard to hear you again.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 28, copy. There's no audio, no nothing. I don't know if you're on a handheld or not. If you're on a handheld, hold up your handheld straight up in the air. Then you can call back. Roger.
IUG 488 WSBM 993.
Nine nine three. How you doing?
Good, Jack. How you doing tonight? Just wanted to jump in there and say hi to you. I hope all's going well and whatnot. Are you having a pretty good night?
Yeah, it's a good night. Geez, it stopped snowing, but it's a little bit slippery. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I was trying to talk to the other station there as well. I was having difficulty making him out and stuff. He was kind of real staticky and choppy and stuff there a little bit. At first he was okay, but then he kind of got staticky and choppy, so I don't know.
He is on the handheld. Dollars put all their handhelds straight up in the air. I think he can hear me with no problem.
If he does that, we can hear.
Yes,
guys, I can hear you just fine. I am on a handheld.
See, now you're getting better. Now I exactly understand what you said. I am on a handheld. Yeah, you're doing good, but another thing is, are you inside the house or outside?
I am inside. It's very cold outside and snowing.
Hey, if you're inside the house, no problem. What is the best reception for you is? Be by the window and you can talk. But you're doing good right now, wherever you are. And I don't know what antenna you're using. Are you using a stubby antenna, short antenna, or long antenna? Roger?
Yeah, it's a short stubby antenna, but it's not removable. It's a middle antenna.
Well, that short antenna is not going to do you any good. Anyhow, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not going to do any good. You should get one of those Nagoya 771Gs. That will be the best antenna, and you can talk from inside the house with no problem. Just hold your hand straight up in the air, because that's what all these repeaters are all about. Also, where is your location? I'm over here, Rochester Hills. And my name is Jack.
Yes, hi Jack. This is Igor. We spoke yesterday. I'm in Bloomfield. I'm waiting on my station to arrive tomorrow, I believe. It's like larger radio, so I'll be able to hear you guys better.
Oh, I know. I talked to you last night. Danielle, how you doing today?
Yeah, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was shopping, you know how it is. The shopping never ends, and it's still not ended yet. But what can you do, you know? Roger?
Yeah, copy that. It's the shopping season. No thing here.
Well, I think tomorrow you got another radio coming in. Give me a shout back, and I should be able to talk to you then. Roger.
Yes, copy that. I will do it. As soon as I set it up, I will be there. Tomorrow, I guess.
So do me a favor, don't move around because I'm getting a lot of that's all I'm getting. Anyhow. Go ahead again.
Yeah, I was saying I'll be getting my radio tomorrow, so I'll be on the air, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully with a better radio.
Getting another handheld?
WSBA 907. Clear enough.
Hi there, Igor. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. You take care. We'll talk tomorrow. WIUG, what you need? Station 993, you still out there?
WSBM 993, go ahead, Jack.
What is it by you over up north? Is it like snowing or no snow right now?
No snow right now, currently. I mean, there's snow on the ground, of course, a little bit of snow, but no snow currently coming down at the moment.
See, well, you're sounding good. And hey, keep it up that way. You always sound good anyhow. I heard it a couple of days, but I was in and out. I couldn't answer you back anyhow. Roger.
Roger that. I appreciate it, Jack. You as well, sounding good as well, like always. You have yourself a great evening, and we'll chat with you again. This will be WSBM 993, clear and monitoring on the station.
Good talking to you. You take care. And hey, have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you. But we'll probably talk before that. Talk to you later. WIUG, waiting.
Roger that. Same to you as well, Jack. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG, waiting. WIUG, waiting, clear. Station 421. Station 421. WIUG, waiting, copy.
WRUG 488, WRTX 930.
Is the best guy, at least we can talk. WIUG 488, go ahead.
Well, what's going on there tonight, Jack?
I'll tell you what's going on. Last night the snow came down and we got about 3 inches snow, and it stopped about 2 hours ago. Roger.
Yeah, that's about the same thing that happened here. It might be a little bit more. We might have got four to maybe five inches. I had to pull off the front of the tractor to clear the driveway for the people coming down the driveway.
Okay, I think you're on the handheld because you faded out, you didn't come back. Anyhow, no big deal. So anyhow, what else happening out there?
Well, I'm not on the handheld. Any better?
I don't know what you're doing, but you're something wrong.
Really? That doesn't sound like any good. Might have to address that.
So you fade out and you come back. You fade out for a while and you come right back. I don't know what it is, Ken.
I'll fiddle with the power supply here. I think it's...
Oh, I don't know about that, Ken. I don't know what you're doing. But put it on the PC, how it is.
Better? Probably not, but I'm just asking.
That's all I heard. Any different, any better? It really goes.
Well, you're really good at mimicking the noises of the radio. I heard that.
It could be your radio is hot. I don't know if it is or not. Roger.
Trying a different antenna. I was trying something else, but guess I'll have to go back to what I was doing.
Now slow down a little bit in the background. Roger.
So did you have any kind of notes on your, you said you had all the stations. Did you ever find Sky Sports on it?
And that's all I heard. So you are a kind of station or something like that. I don't know. Why don't you get a handheld? Maybe it works better.
Well, I guess that kind of doesn't like the phone. I'll try you in a little bit here, Jack. Let me change some stuff out.
You come back when you tease the mic, you were doing it good. Then all of a sudden, you know how it is when you're swimming, you got that roach coming from the water. That's how it goes. It goes.
Stand by. WRTX 93.
WIUG 48, we're on this site. A station out of Saginaw, 432. A station out there on Saginaw. 432, WIUG 48, copy. Station 421, WIUG. WIUG, waiting, clear. Station 488, this is WRPB 448, Kurt. Hello, Jack. Hello, Kurt. How are you doing today?
I am doing just wonderful. Just enjoying a beautiful day of snowfall, looking across the street at the state park and the lake, and just had a really good feeling today. Over.
Are you on the base station or handheld?
I'm usually on the base station.
You're sounding good. Just a little bit of background, noise, that's all. No big deal, but you're sounding good. Roger.
Copy that. You're sounding good as well, as usual. Heard a little bit of static on your transmission earlier. I'm going to just write that off as condition. But yeah, you're sounding loud and clear, and I heard you talking to some new people, which is awesome. You're very valued amongst the community and getting these new guys started out. Greatly appreciated. Over.
No problem, Kurt. No problem. Anytime. Yeah, no. But anyhow, you're right. But the condition is not helping here out there. But the good, good background is like in the river. Roger.
Jack, that most of that transmission was all static just now. I could barely make like every fourth or fifth word. Over.
Yeah, that could be the weather. Or it could be the weather anyhow. So how is the weather by you?
Pretty much steady snowfall all day. Not much accumulation. I would guess maybe a couple inches at best. I know they called school out here, and mother-in-law's doctor appointment got canceled out there in Davison. And just a nice quiet day here. Not having to go anywhere is always nice. Over.
Christmas shopping.
I got Christmas shopping and something about getting back out there tomorrow. I don't know. We might want to suspend our conversation and try later. This is WRPB 448, Kirk Groveland Township, on your final. How about now, right now, I put it on high. I always talk to you on medium, but I put it on high. Helps a little bit, but you're still bringing in some of that static. But yeah, I'd say that's 20 to 30% better.
Good. I think that's the weather. I think that's what it is, the weather. All right, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. And if we don't hear from you, Merry Christmas. Take care. Have a good evening. W-I-U-G, 48.
Merry Christmas as well. I'll try to be out there to say hello to people before then. As always, great to talk with you, Jack. This is WRPV 448, clear and monitoring.
This is WSGC 426 monitoring channel.
WSAH
780
Flat Rock. Is radio getting out there?
Flat Rock, this is WSGC 426. I am up in New Baltimore. You're coming in. Pretty good. Over.
Unbelievable. I got a little stack antenna and my first UE5R. I dusted it off and sit for about 3 years. But I have a stack antenna, charge battery up, get 21 miles to the repeater in Detroit for flat lot. Not bad at all.
10-4 on that one. You know, it's coming in with a little bit of static. I'm not sure if you have it on high power or not, but I can definitely understand you. It's pretty impressive. Over.
Yeah, that's for sure. I was very surprised. I appreciate that up there in New Baltimore. Check some settings out in this radio, see what I can come up with. We'll talk again. I appreciate the call back. Lantlock, WSAH 780. Be standing by.
Sounds good, 780. Have a nice rest of your night. This is WSGC 426. Over and out.
Hey there, 780. This is WSFX 401. I'm down here in Flat Rock as well. Good to hear someone else from the neighborhood.
Okay. I didn't get the numbers there. I was kind of doing something else. But you're in Flat Rock too, I see. Okay. I guess. I'm on South Huron River Drive between 75 and Telegraph.
Roger that. Yeah, the WSFX 401. Yeah, I'm over here on off Telegraph and Freeland, basically.
Okay, awesome. I'm just using a handheld. I got disc going and base units and all that. I'm kind of partial to the handy talkies. I like got about 13, 15 of them. Play with them around all the time. Access in my living room in my easy chair, hitting that Detroit repeater.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm doing about the same. I'm talking on my, I got a kid radio, H8. I got three of the kid radio H, no, I'm sorry, four of the H3s, and I've got two of the HH1 Redivis coming in the mail.
Yeah, okay. That's not bad. I've got about three corn chains. I got kid radio, EHA, I have that also. Three corn chains for the firmware, playing around with that. Three ball things, GMRS, ham, and something else, oh, 5X3, tri-bander. Wuxon, UV9PX, a couple of other ones. Yeah, just playing around. I'm retired. Did my 30 years at Ford, just me and my dog.
Oh, yeah, these candy coffees are pretty addictive. Yeah, that's for sure. I got four UV5Rs sitting at work, just playing around, kicking around. But right now I'm running this one with a side mic and the Goya 72 up on a wire rack in my spare room.
Okay, they sound kind of like me. I've got a song for my and I have a dedicated GMR at home.
All right, well, I wasn't catching the last, they're starting to break up and buzz out on them.
Okay, I'm going to play this. It was good talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk again. WSA-8, 780 in Flat Rock.
WSFX 401 out on the side. WSFX 401, looking for my mobile.
WSFX 401, mobile on.
All right, back to loud and clear over here.
Loud and clear here.
All right, well, we know it works good. All right, WSFX 401, back on the side.
Station 966. Station 966. WIUG.
This is WSGC 426. You're coming in with a lot of static right now, much more than you usually come through. Usually you're coming in really loud and clear. Over.
Now any better?
Can you repeat your line? Over.
Call back again. Because I'm on, you know, I'm on high power. That's why.
Much better this time around. Much better this time around. Static went away almost completely, and you were coming in all the way here. Over.
See what you're saying. And you just stayed out a couple times. I was on a meter problem, and it wasn't exactly that way.
There's still some snow coming in sporadically and a little bit of wind. Could be, could very well be. Enjoy the rest of your night. This is WSGC 426. Over and out.
Now I know it's a repeater problem. Station 850, WIAG, 88.
Test. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jack, I'm testing. Testing. 1, 2. All right, what's up, Jack?
How are you doing, science?
Doing good, Jack. Just sitting back here and hearing the noise on the repeater. I guess it's going to warrant a trip to the site. I'm wondering if I got some water that froze in the antenna line or the connector or something. That's what it sounds like. It's not going to be an easy thing to troubleshoot in the dead of winter.
What you're saying. I don't know, it's been like that. It just got in like that. It was about a couple of hours ago. Anyhow, we'll see you tomorrow morning, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so that makes sense, Jack. That tends to, you know, it was pretty wet and sloppy today, and then it froze. Everything's freezing. So if some water got into a connector or something and now it's freezing, that makes perfect sense. I'll bet you if it warms up, this clears up. But, so that's a pain in the rump to get to. But anyhow, I just was listening to it, and it's like, she's sick, she needs some help. I noticed the other day the signal strength on it was down pretty far, too, so I probably got to get up there and replace a jumper or something. I will be there. You going to be there this time?
sure, I'll be there, no problem at all. Roger.
All right, I'm holding you to it. We'll see you there, Jack.
Just get that coffee warm up a little bit. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow, no problem. Take care, Sean. Good talking to you. WIEG, grade 8.
Hi, Jack. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you. We'll see you in the morning. WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
WR. tonight?